It's Monday afternoon inside Garland's main library. A group of kids sit inside an auditorium where they eagerly wait for the woman known as the creature teacher. But first, a librarian tells them to make sure they sign up for the library's reading program. If they do, they just might get a prize.
I got a prize.
You got a prize? Yeah, it looks like he got his first prize, which was a mini beach ball.
Yeah, and I can play with it in our jacuzzi.
Fun programs like these can get kids to read more, but schools in Garland aren't depending on parents to take their children to the library. Before the school year ended, the district gave away more than 10,000 backpacks and nearly 60,000 books to the families of students in pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade. Pat Mullins, the district's family engagement facilitator, says most parents know what they should be doing with their kids during the summer.
But if you have two or three jobs, like many of our parents do, we're 77% free and reduced lunch. So if you're trying to keep food on the table, you may not have time to go to the library. You may not have time. You might not have money to purchase books.
Mullins got the idea after attending a meeting hosted by the educational book company Scholastic. She and other educators there watched a video about the summer slide and what happens to kids when they go on summer break.
And it just shocked us.
Mullins said the video described how this summer learning loss builds up over time. And if it continues, she learned, kids could end up years behind by the time they reach the fifth grade.
You know, our goal in Garland ISD is to graduate everybody and to prepare them for life after high school. Well, if you are 2.5 years behind in the fifth grade, what are you going to do? You're probably going to drop out.
Mullins said the district spent nearly $250,000 on the books, backpacks, and other materials. Garland's Best Education Foundation kicked in $8,000. Each pack included 5 books personally selected by the students' teachers. Nearly half of the packs contain books in Spanish and English. Each bag also includes reading tips for parents, a daily reading log, a reading journal, and a coloring book. The goal is to have kids read 20 minutes every day. And that's not all. A set of math game cards was also thrown in.
My husband and I, we always enjoy any kind of tool that we get. And so we see it as another resource for us to use, and we have the choice whether to use it or not. But I see it as a real gift.
That's Jamie Bruning, whose son Nikhil starts first grade in the fall. He has autism, and she says learning can be especially challenging for him. But so far, he seems to be pretty interested in a book that teaches the 5 senses.
For us, that's a huge step for him to pick one up. So it's a process. And so we were real excited that he was willing to even pick up the first book, which means now we can actually dig into it with him.
Bruning also thinks her son will be a little better prepared when he returns to school in August. After all, it's pretty hard to slide when there are 50,000 books to break the fall. Stella Chavez, KERA News.